feeling guilty about something? Guilty.
So I'm going to say innocent.
I wouldn't do anything that I felt guilty about.
Guilty.
Guilt can be very destructive. And maybe it's helpful to have Carolyn in here to run down the ways to get rid of guilt.
Right, exactly.
And I was just...
And to try to convince you that guilt is bad.
Well, guilt, I'm not talking about pleasure guilt.
Okay, so the kind of guilt that
I'm not so uptight that I can't experience pleasure, I think.
The things I have
that.
On my list about enjoying life.
Yes.
You don't think people should feel guilty about
enjoying their lives. Okay. I do want to clarify that.
What about for buying things for themselves?
Well, I think if they have the money, they shouldn't feel guilty about it.
What about you, Ryder?
Every time I step up to a register, mm-hmm. I can feel my wife.
Looking
over my shoulder going, are you
that's
sure?
That's a bigger issue, right?
Wow, you might need some therapy for that.
You might want to set up some alone time.
No, I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All righty then.
Mommy issues.
But people feel guilty about all kinds of things.
I like the dramatic guilt music. Yes, I feel guilty.
Yeah. Feel guilty about being overweight. You think people should or shouldn't?
No. I think they should feel other things, but not guilt.
Yeah. What about guilty about being smart?
No.
People do.
What?
People are afraid to show how smart they are.
That's why Ed just clams up during something.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yes,
talk.
Yes, exactly.
Ed?
Don't look at me.
So
I didn't
smart.
Do it.
Guilty for not being a perfect parent. I bet that one gets you.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've let go of that, actually.
Have you? Okay.
How do you deal with that?
A long time ago.
That's one of the ones that I deal with a lot. How you deal with the guilt of not being able to make time for your kids.
Well, you have to make some time, but there's never enough time. I mean, if you were with them day in, day out, every minute, every second, making every meal for them and everything, it still would never be enough.
And one other thing.
They'd be dead.
If you were, even if you thought you were perfect, the human condition is
there
pain.
There is no such perfect.
No matter what you do, there is no such thing.
If so you they did will, that.
Your kid, no matter how great a parent you think you are being, will be screwed up.
Right.
It's the level of screwed up. You're just trying to mitigate
the
damage. Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because if you were with your kid every single day, they would be so overprotected, they wouldn't know how to live life. Some women feel guilty for being a female. I mean, they just feel guilty that they're not a man and don't take charge in the way a man does or whatever.
Is that uterus guilt?
I don't think so.
But if a man dresses like a woman, is that guilt?
No. Is that guilt? No,
that's pleasure.
I think he enjoys it.
You should just wear the fishnets.
Just try it, yeah.
Embrace it, baby.
Exactly. Guilty for not being organized. Guilty for taking time for themselves. That's a big one.
That's the one I deal with.
For my clients. Huge one.
That's the one.
They overbook and overdo everything. And when I ask them, so what do you think about this? They don't even know. They haven't even taken a second to ask themselves that question.
Right. Like, Ed, I'll call you at noon today.
No, that's right. The hell with everybody. It's all me.
So you do take time.
That's pretty much how I take care of the guilt.
But I also think, as parents, mm-hmm. that there's been so much of this self-esteem talk.
Absolutely.
That's where I'm honing in on a little. Like, no, you need to feel guilty that you promised you'd do something and you didn't follow through.
With your kid, you mean?
With your kid, with your spouse, with your...
Well, it's
true. It doesn't mean, or at least apologize for not following
through.
Right,
and I'm going to get to all the things you do, but that is one of them. It is integrity, but sometimes you can't do it. So what you do is you make a deal with your kid or your spouse or whatever
devil.
It is. No, not the devil. You make a deal. Okay, I can't do it today, and I know I promised, but you know what? I'm off on Thursday, and we will do it Thursday. And you can even set up a consequence. If some reason I don't do it Thursday, I'm going to owe you two things. We're not only going to go do that, but do this other.
I don't know if I can do two in one weekend.
Well, I'm just saying, that's how you get rid of your guilt and keep your commitments.
Right. That's it. That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
Is the fixing it.
And you,
I don't mind people screwing up,
mm-hmm.
but let's fix it.